All right, head them out, Dunny. Good luck, guys. Have fun.
On a May afternoon, bike racers from around the state wheel away from Profile High School in Bethlehem. Soon, they're huffing and puffing with youthful grit up Route 117 into Sugar Hill. It's a long climb, and the race only gets harder. At Blake Road, they take a sharp right and roll straight into another hill so steep, it looks like somebody painted a road on a wall.
There'll probably be some colorful words being said on that corner.
That's Bill Kyler. He's the coach of the team from Profile High School, which has students from Bethlehem and the surrounding towns. He says some of the other teams refer to the 22-mile loop, which includes some dirt roads, as the Hell of the North. It's a nod to a very famous race in France called Paris-Roubaix. But when the racers get there, they don't have enough breath for colorful words. They pump up the hill. It's a parade of jerseys bearing the names of expensive boarding schools, Phillips Exeter, Holderness, Phillips Andover, the Killington Mountain School, and others. The names aren't a surprise, since road racing is an expensive sport. A good racing bike could cost $3,000 or more. But Profile is the only public school competing in the New England Road Cycling's Prep School League, and the racers, like Trevor Blampede of Bethlehem, love to point that out.
Well, we're the only public school in this league, so they're on nicer equipment, they've got nicer bikes, they have nicer buses and nicer trailers, and to know that we can compete against them and be successful in the competition and often beat them is really nice.
Profile's team was formed about 13 years ago as an alternative to traditional sports. The school pays for the gas needed to get to the races. Other expenses, like loaner bikes, are covered by donations and fundraisers. Once they're hooked, these kids should have a healthy lifestyle sport, says Ed Shinshala, a former racer and strong supporter of the Profile team.
And when they get to be my age at 50, they'll still be riding.
But right now, it's just fun, says Raven Larkham, another Profile student.
I like going fast.
Fast can have a downside. Riders on downhills easily clock in at 40 miles per hour, and there are accidents. Blampede remembers a crash as a rookie. He was riding in a pack, touched wheels with another racer.
So I fell over and got run over by my teammate, Jack Green, and another rider.
He may be understating things. Here's Coach Kyler's description.
Oh, it was just an awful pileup of kids, and Trevor got ran over a few times, and we had thought he possibly broke his femur. He ground his teeth through his lip on the road. Oh, that poor kid. It brought me to tears seeing him on the ground.
There are no mishaps for this race, although at one point a moose does wander onto the course, slowing some riders. The riders, who are split into groups by ability, knock off the miles. Profile's Raven Larkham says it takes mind and muscle to be the first to cross the line.
I think it's very much complicated and strategic sport.
She says early in the race, she was challenged by another rider.
And I noticed that she was a really, really strong climber. So I stuck with her, and we dropped most of the pack on the first hill. And then she really pushed me going up the hills. And then we got to the top of a road, and I think that she pushed herself too hard trying to beat me up that hill, and I passed her.
More than 150 racers complete the course.
You get her before she goes around the corner. Let's go.
All in all, it's a good day for Profile. The team lands five riders on the podiums in various categories. Logan Brown is the first in his group. Blampy takes third in the most competitive race. And Raven Larkham takes first in hers.
It feels so great to finally accomplish something you've been working on for so long and training for so long.
There's a long tradition of underdog heroes in cycling. Before starting to bike race in the 1960s, Polish world champ Jean Stambulski worked as a coal miner starting at age 14. Bejan Lodo-Dirksen won a Tour de France stage in 1999, having been a semi-truck painter for most of his 20s. The team at Profile High School may just be another page in that history. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.
Guys, stand up! Go, go, go! All the way. Good job. Nice.